This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. Wyoming lawmakers are looking into legislation that would keep repeat offenders of alcohol-related crimes out of jail and subject them instead to stringent testing. Amy Richards has details.
The Joint Judiciary Interim Committee heard details about the 24/7 sobriety program in Jackson Monday. The program was developed in South Dakota and has been adopted by several other states. Under the program, people convicted for the second or subsequent time of driving while impaired can avoid going to jail if they agree to take daily breath tests or wear a monitoring bracelet. The AP reports that committee chairman Senator John Schiffer asked legislative staffers to draw up draft legislation in time for the next committee meeting in July. I'm Amy Richard.
Seatbelt on. Seatbelt on. Hey, I can't buckle it for you. You know law enforcement is out there, and you know that seatbelts save lives. So be a good driver and buckle up. There you go.
All across the country, law enforcement is cracking down. Click it or ticket, day and night. Paid for with federal highway safety funds.
An upcoming bus tour of Thermopolis and Kirby, Wyoming will showcase some innovative ideas in agriculture. Joy Greenwald has a report.
The 11th annual Diversified Ag Tour, sponsored by the Wyoming Business Council and Wyoming Women in Ag, will be held June 18th, beginning at 10:30 a.m. at Merlin's Hideout in Thermopolis. The tour is open to the public and includes local transportation as well as morning and afternoon refreshments and lunch. Cost to participate is $25 before June 7th and $35 after. Space is limited and pre-registration is required. For more information on the tour or to register, visit www.wyomingbusiness.org. Reporting from Cheyenne, I'm Joy Greenwald.
I'm Doug Randall.
Wyoming Radio News.